The post-match interview.
Yeah, and good players can make you look better as well. But he's classic at the moment is that he's the finishing, he's the cream on top.
He is the cream on top, and he's speaking with Lauren Wood down in the victorious Geelong rooms. Loz?
Very, very, very happy, Kingy, and nice for him to listen to that little wrap-up you gave him there. Grian, what a night. It was a fantastic night, not only for the club, but you did all right yourself.
Yeah, it was a great night. We came into the game knowing we have a bye next week, and we just needed to make the most of the opportunity we had. It's exciting playing Friday night footy in front of a lot of fans, and they brought the heat early, and we just had to withstand that and then got our chances and took them.
I know you've lived up to it at AFL level so far, but talk us through that moment where Tom Hawkins sort of shepherded his player away to give you passage to goal. That's the stuff you probably grew up dreaming about.
Yeah, he's such a team player, Tom Hawkins. I think he's on track to break a record in goal assists or something. That just shows how good of a big forward he is. He's kicking so many goals and he's setting others up. And even around the ground, he's always talking. He's a great teammate to have.
Grian Kingy up in the K-Rock box along with Chuck Berry, Boris Buick, Mickey Barlow and Ben Casanelia. How filthy are you that siren went with you ducking out the back and ripping you off of your fourth goal?
It doesn't really matter. As long as we had the win, it didn't really affect the scoreboard. It would have been nice to finish off strong, but I think my mates are more disappointed than I am.
And the win tonight built on obviously absorbing that pressure early, but as a forward group, when you saw that pressure coming, what's the conversations that you have as a forward group about, I suppose, absorbing their backline heat?
It's a lot about setting up the ground and our stoppages, where we're setting up. In the first quarter, that we really let them dictate where we were going to go, and they had an extra back and they were beating us in the air and they had a lot of numbers at the ground level, so we just had to get back to setting up the way we wanted to, and that's what we did in the second quarter onwards.
Grian, Darren Berry, I know we've spoken to you about this before, but you spent last year on the list doing some good things and you never seem to really get a look in. You've done a lot of work in pre-season, you're now playing some wonderful footy, but take yourself back, if you could, for our listeners. This time last year, Grian, were you thinking, am I ever going to get that opportunity? And the story of persistence.
I always thought I would get the opportunity, to be honest. I was not really stressed about
it.
About halfway through the season, I was just thought, I'm not going to play a game this year. I'm not ready. I'm not playing well enough. So I just dedicated the rest of the year to learn my position in the team. And so then I knew when I get the chance at the AFL level, whatever it was, I'd be ready and I'd know what role I was playing for the team. And so the whole second half of the year, I just tried to play that high forward role really well. I didn't really go kick chasing. So as outsiders, I didn't really look at the stats and be like, wow, he played well. But I just try to learn that role and play the best of my ability. So now at AFL level, I can, perform.
We heard you doing the television interview alongside the great Gary Ablett. And I'm sure yourself, you'd be pinching yourself as a young boy growing up down in Geelong. You would have watched him when he had hair, and we heard the little jokes with you and Lingy out there after the game. But is he someone that's been a real mentor, or has it been Danger or Sel or one of the coaches? Who's had the biggest influence on you since you come to the club?
All three of them have had a massive influence. No individual's really done it all, but you just got to watch all three and you get so much off them without them even knowing. And Shane O'Brien and Corey Enright have been massive for me. Shane O'Brien a lot last year, just spent so much time with him developing me and learning my role in the team and how I can perform at this level. And then this year, Corey Enright's taken under his wing and he's been exceptional and helped me with my forward craft.
That's great news.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. We're speaking with Grian Myers. He's Michael Barlow.
Yeah, Grian, well done tonight, mate. We had Lukey Dalhouse on before and we asked him about this question. Obviously, you were a big Luke Dalhouse fan when you were growing up, watching football with the dreadlocks.
Yep.
Yeah, you were. Where's the drum there for that one? Well done tonight, mate. Career night. From here, I suppose, is it hard for you, first year playing legitimate AFL football, to maintain this and maintain your focus on week to week when realistically at the moment your final's bound and things are looking pretty cherry down in Geelong?
Yeah, you got to go back to the cliches and just take week by week. Like, each defence and each team supply different opportunities for you and play with different strengths. So, like, last week's maybe not a game where I'd get as much of the ball as this week, but I just had to impact in other ways, and they'll be the same in our next game and so forth. You just got to take each game with what it gives you and take your opportunities, and I've just always got to be ready and never get ahead of myself and never get complacent.
Grian, where are you going for your... You're getting away. You're going down to Ross Crichton's caravan at Anglesey?
I wish. I don't think he lets me in there, but I'm going to Tasmania to see the sister.
How much inspiration does Ross give you week to week?
He tells me what I did wrong, and he tells me who should get dropped, and he knows all the coaches' things, doesn't he?
He does, and he has his face painted at home while he's making sure he's hydrated while the game's on, I'm sure.
Of course. Always got a BB.
So, Brian, what local footy do you watch tomorrow? You going to watch the mighty Grovedale Tigers?
I'm actually going to watch the VFL in the morning, so I'm staying in Melbourne and then watch them and see how they go, and then hit it off with some mates after that.
Yep. Who's, did you say on the TV before you go to Tassie?
Yeah, he's off to Tassie. See the sister. Oh. Salamanca Markets.
Oh. Which part of Tassie?
Near Hobart, Kingston.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a warm part.
Yeah. Fantastic.
No, it's not.
And some good news for Grovedale out of you getting your rising star on. You were down there during the week.
Yep, yeah, it was good. Like, I don't get anything individual, but it's good to see the team. Not saying I wanted anything individual.
Oh,
I'm saying it's great that the local clubs get rewarded for that. And I'm happy they got some stuff.
How's your under 17 side going that you're assistant coach of?
Undefeated, and I'm taking all the credit.
Okay, Division 1?
Yep.
Flying. And are there a lot of kids who are trying to play sort of that small forward role that probably shouldn't be?
There's a lot of midfielders in there, so you've got to try and give them a second position at that age. So I'll try and teach a few of them.
Great stuff. Hey, Brian, we've loved your journey. We love talking footy with you. And well done on the new deal as well. You must have been rapt to the club come to you and say, hey, we want to lock you away for a couple of years as well.
Yeah, it's awesome growing up here and loving this club. And I just don't want to leave here anytime soon.
Great stuff. We don't want you to leave either. Well done, mate. Enjoy your break. And as we said to Dulla, look forward to seeing you in Adelaide in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, guys.
Brian Myers joining us on K-Rock Football.
The post-match interview.